living on the farm, Saturday morning we woke up and we could hear the noise from the chainsaws. At first we sort of thought, well, that's a little bit strange that that's coming over from Meadowcroft House. Straight away our first thought was, is this to do with the industrial park that they are obviously trying to push through? Then later on Saturday I got a phone call from my tenant that lives in Meadowcroft Close to notify me that a vast amount of trees were coming down directly behind my property, and that she was quite shocked by it. So I made my way over on Saturday to have a look myself, and I had a wander around, and at that point, yes, there were trees coming down. The devastation wasn't clear as to how catastrophic it was going to be. And then on Sunday, she contacted me first thing in the morning to say, as soon as she opened the curtains, the devastation was just phenomenal, and she couldn't believe it. So I made my way over on Sunday, and yeah, I mean, pretty much the whole woodland had at that point pretty much disappeared. So I as well went over and tried to have a chat with the guys that were doing it. They really didn't want to have a conversation with me. They told me they were just having a tidy up, which I questioned, on the basis that pretty much nearly every tree had been taken down. And I asked who had instructed them to carry out the work, and they said they didn't know, they were just self-employed contractors. And they weren't going to be cutting down any further trees from that point. That was about midday on Sunday. Well, and as we all know, that wasn't the case. They carried on for the rest of Sunday until they literally devastated the whole area.
Just describe that devastation to us.
It's heartbreaking. My family have farmed Bayhorn Farm for 98 years. Meadowcroft House and Meadowcroft Woodland has been an area known to us since I was a child. We used to almost try and go in there as children to sort of investigate and play as you would, and it was so, you know, built up with trees that you almost couldn't get through it. But the wildlife that comes from there, the deer that we see every morning, when I turn my horses out, I get to see the deer that come, they make their way over from Meadowcroft House, and then they reside on the farm during the day, and then they nest in the woodland overnight. I have to make a point that I have not seen those deer this morning, as I have done every morning for the last 30 plus years. Bats were well known to reside in the trees. And I'm fairly certain that there was already bat boxes that had been placed in the woodland for the protection and to observe them and you know, see that they are actually residing in those trees. I know that there were owls in the trees, sparrowhawks, as you've mentioned. The wildlife in there was endless. There certainly won't be any in there now. There's no trees left for them to nest in or you know, hide amongst and feel safe and secure. They don't have a home anymore.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Interesting, I suppose.